Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Police are looking into another possible subway surfing death. This one happened in Queens late yesterday. They were called to the Beach 90th Street station on the northbound Rockaway Park shuttle. They found a 15-year-old boy on the tracks, unconscious with head trauma. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities have not yet confirmed that he was subway surfing. At this point, it's unclear if he was hit by a train or if he fell onto the tracks. So far this year, there have been two subway surfing deaths, both teenage boys. MTA has launched a public safety campaign to discourage it. Something new is coming to your subway ride. Metal detectors is part of a new pilot program.
You'll see the scanners before you pay your fare, and all you have to do is walk. The idea is it'll pick up a gun if you have one. NYPD Deputy Commissioner of Operations Kaz Daughtry.
I asked one person, I go, how would that make you feel knowing that this machine could be at the station where you went to win? And that person said, I will feel a lot more comfortable knowing that the city is finally doing something to try to prevent guns from coming into our subway system.
Transit crime is down 8% year over year. And for Mayor Adams, this is that old perception is reality thing.
The feeling of being safe that will go with the actual safety.
Other stations that'll see the scanners will be determined by crime numbers. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
Police have their suspect in an attack on a 72-year-old man in the subway earlier this week. 32-year-old Alexander Santiago of Brooklyn arrested yesterday on a charge of assaulting a person over 65. Wednesday morning, police say he went up to a 72-year-old man on the R train platform at the 25th Street station, got into an argument with the man, and punched him in the head. The victim had minor injuries. Suspect ran off, but police scooped him up yesterday morning. He's 85, and he was slugged in the head while walking down the street in Hell's Kitchen. This happened in broad daylight yesterday afternoon. Fruit vendor David Colacock told Channel 7 what he saw on West 43rd Street.
He punched him and walked away.
Now, witness Juan Rivera.
Actually seeing him on the floor and all the blood around him, it was heartbreaking. You know, I have a granddad.
Witness victim taken to the hospital in stable condition. Police say there are no arrests and the investigation is ongoing. Police are also asking for your help finding the guys who attacked a man on a Q53 bus in Queens earlier this month. This happened July 7th, around 1:30 in the afternoon. Bus approaching 101st Avenue and Woodhaven Boulevard when the two guys approached a 37-year-old man. They argued. The two repeatedly hit him in the head with a glass bottle. He was taken to the hospital in stable condition. Suspects ran off on Woodhaven Boulevard. Police have released surveillance pics and urge anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers. A second man shot near a Brooklyn migrant center last weekend has died. The suspect now stands charged with two counts of murder. Police say 26-year-old Jorge Saeed Benitez Villa got off a moped at the shelter on Ryerson Street in Clinton Hill and opened fire. 21-year-old Eni De Jesus Urbina Mendez died shortly afterwards. 59-year-old Francisco Fuentes Rangel died later. Ryerson Street shooting happened just minutes after another fatal shooting in a nearby park. Police have not said if these incidents were related. Welcome to Summer Street Season, the annual event in which city streets go car-free for pedestrians and cyclists with all kinds of art, fitness, cultural activities, and more, starts today in Staten Island and Queens. DOT Commissioner Adanis Rodriguez tells 1010 Winds.
Where New Yorkers, they can go to Staten Island, enjoy a lot of educational, cultural wellness, and all the activities happening, biking, walking.
And the events today start in Staten Island in Queens on 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Vernon Boulevard in Queens, Broadway in Staten Island. Manhattan events begin next weekend. Of course, there will be traffic issues, so you'll want to stay with 1010 Winds for traffic and transit on the ones. They call it Access Oasis, a garden party in Queens today to celebrate the new community garden specifically designed to cater to people with disabilities. Access Oasis garden founder Kate A. tells 1010 Winds.
Wheelchair users are able to enter and move throughout the garden since it is paved and has raised beds. We also have some long reach adaptive tools and different ergonomic tools as well. Raised beds at different heights for different folks' abilities.
The celebration, which also honors Disability Pride Month, runs 2 to 6 today at the Garden on Hoyt Avenue in Astoria. Winds News Time 517. Well, it's Broadway Con with a cause, bringing attention to mental health.
This year's Broadway Con is shining a light on mental health while working in the arts. Melissa Anelli, Broadway Con's co-founder and CEO of Mischief Management, says this year they'll be offering two panels.
It focuses on emotional well-being, self-care, managing the impact of oppression and marginalization, which is an incredibly big topic. We also have one about being sober in the city. And so basically you are how to maintain addiction recovery while you're working in the performing arts.
Also being featured this year, a big preview of new shows that have just hit Broadway and also shows that will be coming to Broadway soon.
We want you to walk in and feel like this is your place.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Midtown.
A custody battle ended in an apparent murder-suicide on the Upper East Side.
Police say a grandmother opened fire on her grandson's mother just as she was putting a stroller in the trunk of her car.
Galloway puts the child in the back seat of the car. She is then in the process of putting the stroller in the trunk where she is approached by Miss Lee, who shoots her in the head, and then when she's on the ground, shoots her in the back. They're all involving an ongoing custody dispute.
Police say the grandmother, Kathleen Lee, is a retired probation officer from Chicago.
This ongoing dispute has resulted in 5 domestic incident reports being taken by the NYPD, along with 2 complaint reports. Miss Lee suffered from a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head and was pronounced dead at the scene.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Upper East Side.
New details emerging on the New Jersey father whose infant daughter died in a synagogue parking lot earlier this month in a hot car. 28-year-old Abraham Shavowski was charged with child endangerment in the case. Court documents citing surveillance video say he dropped off another child at a nearby daycare center the morning of July 15th, then went on to the synagogue where he parked and entered the building, apparently thinking he'd left the girl at daycare as well. Hours later, he called the center, rushed out to the car, and found the baby. Medics tried to save her, but she died. Prosecutors say the temperature in that vehicle was more than 117 degrees when inspectors checked it. Not the usual Friday at the deli at Stop and Shop. Dozens of stores across New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, and more delayed opening the delis for deep cleaning in the wake of a massive recall of Boar's Head deli meat.
At Boar's Head, we live for delicious.
But now Boar's Head liverwurst and some other deli meats are being recalled due to a listeria outbreak. Most recently, a tainted sample of the liverwurst from a Maryland store tested positive. Boar's Head is also recalling deli sliced meats made the same day on the same production line as contaminated liverwurst from a Virginia plant. Since late May, 34 people have been sickened by listeria in 13 states. 2 people died in Illinois and New Jersey.
That's correspondent Linda Kenyon reporting. Delis were reopening late yesterday in the afternoon and evening. Boar's Head says it is working with the government and doing its own investigation as well.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.